Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. In the fall of 1959, Charles Schulz of Charlie Brown and the Peanuts fame drew a particular cartoon that was quite memorable. It was one that featured Linus and Lucy. Lucy did most of the speaking. She said, "You a doctor? Ha, that's a laugh. You could never be a doctor. You know why? 'Cause you don't love mankind, that's why." And Linus replied, "I do love mankind. It's the people I can't stand." No need to know why that line stuck. After all these years, what was written in the fall of 1959 relates to the fall way back in the Garden of Eden. It's not limited to the relationship of Lucy and Linus, but we're Adam and Eve. But rather, we all know the relationship, the fallen relationship we have with one another, and the effect that the fall has had on those relationships. Jesus knows this as well. And he says something in today's gospel that's important for us to hear. When the man asked the Lord about his brother and the inheritance to be his arbitrator, the Lord says, "Who appointed me your arbitrator?" I had to look up that word. That word means a neutral, a third person, an independent party with a mission of settling a dispute. It's important that we know and we realize that Jesus Christ is not a neutral, independent third party sent to us to settle a dispute. Rather, he's our Lord and God. He's our Savior and Redeemer. He is the one who loves. He has a vested interest in us. He loves us so much that he became one of us. That God was willing to wear a diaper, to be cold, to be hungry, to be without a home, to suffer loneliness, to be scourged for our salvation. Yes, our God is a God who loves us. And he continues to lead and to teach and to form us in our relationships with one another. Not merely to settle a dispute, but to bring us into greater communion with himself. Over all of these Sundays of July, we have been reading from St. Luke's Gospel. And it began with Jesus sending forth his disciples. And they returned to him, amazed that his word works, that they have his power to heal, to exorcise demons. And as they come back to him, he continues to teach them. He continues to lead them, to show them what his mission means. And you and I have heard that throughout these Sundays of July. We heard the scribe ask, "Who is my neighbor?" And Jesus gave the story of the Good Samaritan. We heard Martha say, "Lord, tell my sister to help me." And Jesus revealed the better part. And today we hear this man say, "Lord, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." And over again, Jesus flips the scene. And he reminds us that it's not just about our neighbor. It's about you and I being a neighbor to one another. You and I growing in our loving attentiveness to God. Being free from any attachment, any disordered attachments or ways in our relationship with others. Being free for a greater love. This is what the gospel shows us. And especially in our relationship with one another, we have a terrific need for that right ordering, for that higher ordering in our human relationships. And while we have this great need, God has this great desire to fulfill that need. And with His grace, it can happen. With His grace, everything in our life can be rightly ordered to a higher love, to a more perfect love of our neighbor. This morning, we hear from that famous book of Ecclesiastes and how much of our lives can be lived in vain. Vanity of vanity, says Koheleth. But in the gospel of Jesus Christ, nothing needs to be in vain. Nothing is wasted. God can and does use everything for His greater glory. Everything to help us to grow in greater freedom, love, and truth. This past month, we've been doing a study on the book of Psalms. And those of you who were with us, I recall in that book, the priest saying how often God likes to use broken windows to get into our lives. He uses rough edges. He's not afraid of difficult people to help us to grow, to free us from our vanity into a higher love. My friends, this is what God is in the business of. And today, July 31, I need to note the life of St. Ignatius of Loyola. It was on this day that he passed. Anyone that knows his life knows that it was all about that greater glory and honor of God. Ignatius was born into a wealthy family in Spain. And at the age of 18, he said yes to the noble life of service in the military. But at the age of 30, he found himself in a bad way. He had his leg blown apart, basically, by a cannonball. And in his recovery from this injury, he began to read. And specifically, he read the life of Christ. And in that reading, it changed his life. He discovered that there is an even more noble way. There is an even higher call. There is a particular way of service of God who brings fulfillment and peace. He saw the vanity of things, even good things. And he discovered the way, the one who can free him to be a more perfect gift for the other. My friends, St. Paul knew this long before Ignatius. And in the second reading, we hear him speak to the people of Galatia that there is the stuff of the old self. There is all of the disorder of our passions, our lusts, our vanity, our pride. But there is a new man, Jesus Christ, who can take all of that passion, God Himself, Jesus, who is life Himself, who's not a neutral arbitrator in our life, but the one who can use all in our life for His greater glory and honor. You and I get to hear His voice. You and I can live for His greater glory and honor. I want to close with a prayer attributed to Ignatius of Loyola, a prayer that can beautifully express to God our willingness, our prayer to live life for His glory and His honor. It reads as follows. My Lord, teach me to be generous, teach me to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not ask for reward, save that of knowing I am doing your will. My friends, with the grace of God, let us be ready, willing, and able to do his will a little more perfectly this week. Your will be done, O Lord. God be with you.